just I lay me at your feet. I bring before you all that I have. I lay it at your feet. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so praised like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. I come before you just as I am. I lay me at your feet. I bring before you all that I have. I lay it at your feet. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. I pour this perfume not to impress the people standing around. I pour this perfume because of your worthiness as I behold you now. Because you are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. I pour this perfume not to impress the people standing around. I pour this perfume 'cause of your worthiness as I behold you now. 'Cause you're worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For For you I pour it out, I pour it out for you. It's foolishness, I know, but your foolishness is wiser than my wisest. Wiser, wiser. It's foolishness, I know, but your foolishness is wiser than my wiser. Wiser, wiser. It's foolishness, I know, but your foolishness is wiser than my wisest. Wiser, wiser. It's foolishness, I know, but your foolishness is wiser than my wisest. Wiser, wiser. Oh, you're you are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. You are faithful, 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 Lord. You are faithful, 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 so. You are holy, 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 Lord. You are holy, 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 Lord. You are righteous, 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 Lord. You are righteous, 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 so. You are mighty, 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 Lord. You are mighty, 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 so. You are worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out, I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out, I pour it out for you. I come before you. Just as I am, I lay me at your feet. I bring before you all that I have. I lay it at your feet. I pour this perfume not to impress the people standing around. I pour this perfume 'cause of your worthiness as I behold you now. You're worthy, 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 Lord. You are worthy, 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 so. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out. I pour it out for you. Praise like oil. For you I pour it out. For you I pour it out, I pour it out for you. At this moment, I'm going to.
Let's go before the Lord in prayer. God, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. We glorify you. We worship you. We honor you. We exalt you. We bless your holy name this morning, for there are no other names above your name. You are God and God of all. You are the great I am. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for getting us up this morning in our right minds, oh God, to serve you, to love on you, to worship you, to adore you. Lord, we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. God, we thank you for their diligence through the mandate to start the Master's Call over 10 years ago. Now, Lord, you know exactly what they stand in need of. Touch their bodies, oh God. Thank you for delivering Dr. P.K. from a heart attack. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you that you're doing exceedingly above all that they can ever ask. I think, God, we thank you for being with Dr. Vanessa and her family, Lord, and for lifting them up, God, and just continue to soothe and comfort and putting the joy down within them. Lord, we thank you that they are doing well because of you, because of they know that Mother Josie is with you, oh God. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Father, you know exactly what we stand in need of. So I ask, God, that whatever it is that they put before you this morning, God, that you are flowing on it, you are breathing over it, you are speaking over it, Lord, and you are delivering. God, we thank you for the speaker who will bring a word this morning that we know is going to be a blessing to us. Oh, God, hide them behind the cross. All of you and none of them. God, you know exactly what they stand in need of as well. So we thank you for your blessings upon their life, upon the lives of their families, Lord. And Father, whatever they touch, they prosper therein. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, which is the true reason why we are here this morning. You know what they need, God. So we thank you for blessing them. We thank you for strengthening them. Now, God, we bind that old blue-foot devil in the name of Jesus, for he has no place on this call. God, this message will go forth with clarity because it is already saturated by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We give you praise, oh God, and we call it done. It is in Jesus' name we pray, because that name never, ever loses its power. Amen, hallelujah, and amen. Well, my TMC family, it has been a joy to serve as your greeter this morning. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I truly love me some you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Are you able to hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Willa. Thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this What a Mighty God We Serve Wednesday. To God be the glory. Thank you so much for all you do for the kingdom of God. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to you, the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California. I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and we welcome you to the Master's Call. And so thank you again, Thomas Kalin, for bringing us into worship this morning. Wow, wow, wow. What can I say? We are in for a treat, so I hope you are ready.
Okay.
Minister Willa, can you mute your line out? I hope you all are ready for what is ahead of us. So the Master's Call started. There's someone who has their line unmuted. If you could just mute your line, we would greatly appreciate
it. Just keep going, Tiffany. Just keep going.
Okay, okay. All right, so the Master's Call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we are pressing into our 11th year where lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call with the Master. We thank God for our two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. If it was not for their yes, we would not be here this morning. And so definitely I thank God for them and for their decision to allow this virtual sanctuary to come to fruition. And so for each and every single one of you who have dialed in, thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, this call does have a website. It is www.themasterscall.net. You could go there and see all of the bios for our speakers. You will see information regarding our fast. You will see our messages have all been archived on our website since the inception of this call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." We also, if you are out there and you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can send us an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Today is Awareness Wednesday on the morning motivational call, and that is immediately following this call. If you would like to join us there, that number is 712-770-4005. Use the access code 29467#. Today, the topic will be colon cancer. So if you know anyone who experiences colon cancer, you want information on how to handle it in a natural way using the Phenomenal Artist Life product, then please dial into 712-770-4005. Again, the PIN code 294-617#, immediately following this call on today. Well, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord, and it's a pleasure to bring to you our speaker for this morning. She is the prayer general here currently on the Master's Call. She has been serving us so diligently. She is dedicated. She is definitely a woman who is blessed. She is radiant. She is a woman of excellence. She is noble. She is determined. And again, she is our appointed speaker for this morning. She is a wife. She's a daughter. She's a mother. She's a grandmother. She wears so many hats. But all I know is that she has been a blessing to my life and to so many others. We love her. And on last week, she started a message, and I said, "You got to finish that message soon. You got to finish that message soon, sooner than later, because we need to know what else we need to do." And so at this time, without further ado, it is an honor to bring to you, and the next voice that you will hear will be none other than minister, evangelist, prophetess, Brenda Henry Terrell. Are you out there this morning?
I am here, Minister Tiffany Songbird Lauderdale. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Praise God, praise God. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for allowing God to use you in hosting this morning. And I'm so grateful to God for you, for all that he's doing in your life. And Minister Willa, thank you for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart and in your spirit. And I tell you, Minister Kaylin, the songs that you sung this morning was definitely a preparation for this message. Worthy, 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 Lord. I could just keep hearing that as you sing it. And I thank God for you for being the psalmist and for allowing God to use you, bringing us before the presence of the Lord. And, oh, my goodness, our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, thank you for being the blessings that you are and allowing me to share this platform. Good morning, TMC family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're taking this vessel for your glory. And, Lord, I know that you have purpose for each and every one of us to glorify you in the way that you have set us up to do so. So we're determined to live for you, Father, for your glory. And we glorify you, Father, in all that we do. Lord, speak to our hearts that we continue to do what you sent us out to do. And we'll be careful to give your name praise and glory in Jesus' name. Again, my TMC family, the last time I spoke with you, I spoke about living with determination, So I didn't get to finish it, and all I can hear was, yeah, you got to finish that. You have to finish that. And I said, okay, Lord, we're going to go forth, but I am so grateful to God because he wants us to live with determination. And as you remember last time, I talked about determination is having the quality of being resolute, firmness of purpose, and having the assurance. These are characteristics. Just having that assurance and boldness and certainty and the courage, the fortitude, the perseverance, just to know that God lives on the inside of us, okay? And with these characteristics, we come to the realization that prayer, praise, and the Holy Spirit are necessary for us to move forward. We did declare that, and we came to that realization. Now, one of the things that I mentioned to you was having the mindset, having that mindset. Philippians 4 and 13 told us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So when we have that mindset, regardless of what anybody says, regardless of what anybody does, we have that mindset that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Having that mindset and not allowing the world, can I say that? Not allowing the world to dictate to us what we can and cannot do. Not allowing the world to dictate to us how and the way we should do it. Allowing the Holy Spirit, because as you heard Minister Kalen sing this morning, we're pouring it out, and it may be foolishness to somebody else. I love that song. I tell you, it was purposely done this morning. It's foolishness sometimes to other people, but it's glorifying God. So having that mindset to allow God to dictate to us how and when and the way things should be. Living with determination to have the mind of Christ. And we recall that the Bible told us that God has said that my ways are not your ways, not like your ways. My thoughts are not like your thoughts, okay? And so a lot of times we try to set this worldly mindset and line it up into God's mindset, and it's not happening. It's not happening because he made each of us different. And he said we were fearfully and wonderfully made. So with that, the way that God may have me to glorify him may not be the same way that he has you to glorify him. Having that mind of Christ, looking to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. And secondly, we talked about obedience. And obedience, this has been determined to be obedient to the Lord, okay, is so essential. See, God has made us ambassadors. He made us heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. He made us to have that kingdom mind frame. Mm-hmm. And then we're moving boldly in the authority that God had given us. Okay? So being obedient to the Lord. And a lot of times being obedient and hearing the Spirit tell you what you should do and how you should do it, and then he has you standing alone. Mm-hmm. It's like you have a cloud of witnesses with you, but you're standing alone because you're being obedient to the Most High God. And may I add this, when you agree to the fact that God wants us to obey out of our love for him and his gift of eternal life through Jesus. See, we obey because of what he's already done for us. We obey because we trust him, knowing that his ways, as I mentioned, are always best, regardless of what others think. And when the Spirit of the Lord speaks, our spiritual antennas are at the high frequency level, because we know to be obedient is to trust him, to love him, and to honor him. 2 Timothy 1:7 tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's living with determination. And so the third portion I want to say, as far as living with determination, is to glorify the Lord. See, Revelation 4:11 said, worthy. Minister Kalen was on it this morning. Psalmist Kalen. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things. By your will, they were brought into being and were created. See, Minister Psalmist Kalen saying, you are worthy, 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 Lord. See, we have to get into that mind frame that it's all to glorify him, determined to glorify the one who is worthy of all our praise. David declared in 1 Chronicles 16 that he was great and greatly to be praised. Oh, yes, he's worthy. A few ways that we can be determined to glorify God is determined with our thoughts. Again, back to that mindset. It's so important. What are we meditating on most of our time? God knows our minds and our hearts and our inner self anyway, so which usually reflects our outer actions, our outer deeds, and our outer attitudes. So if our desire is to glorify God in everything that we do, then we should ensure that our thoughts and our emotions are glorifying him. Psalms 1 tells us to meditate on his word day and night, and we'll be like trees planted by rivers of water. And what we're doing, bringing forth fruit in its season, fruit of love, fruit of peace, fruit of joy, determined with our words. Speak life and not death over ourselves and others. Speak God's truth. Psalm 49:3 says, my mouth shall speak wisdom and the meditation. My heart shall be understanding. Death and life is still in the power of the tongue. So we have to speak life, life forevermore. I shall not die but live but and declare the works of the Lord. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, we are together, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. We are more than conquerors because he made us the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Yes, we are the branches on the grapevine. We're living in him. And we're living in a fruitful manner. We're full of life, and we're full of good health, as well as good wealth. Oh, yes. And then thirdly, under this, to glorify God, as we're being determined, we're going to be determined with our attitudes. You see, our perspective about life and people and ourselves is an outward reflection of our inner self. So it's important that when we meditate on the things of God, as we meditate on the goodness of God, then our attitudes will reflect what our thoughts and what we're meditating on. People are usually turned off by negative or pessimistic people. You know, We have to come to the agreement that God is about relationships. See, he told us that when you love him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, and then you love your neighbor as you love yourself. That's about relationship. That's about us loving him and honoring him and loving others as well as ourselves. Godly attitude that affirms, I got to say this, it's important to maintain a godly attitude that affirms patience, goodness, kindness, and compassion. It's important. See, and then you say, how do I get there? Ask God, and he will give it to us. Determine with our service. Everything that we do, we should consider it as doing it as unto the Lord. See, we've committed our whole being to him, and we always say, use me, Lord, for your glory. Yet, we've got our own agendas on how and when we will serve. Granted, there are times when we have to retreat, when we have to, you know, take a chill, yet being comfortable in our world with our agendas may need some spiritual observation, some spiritual checkups. Let's remember that our Savior did not have a comfortable journey going to the cross for our sins. Oh, yeah, that journey was treacherous, but he did it for us. See, he went there for our sicknesses, our sins, and our shortcomings. He did it for all of us, yet he endured that cross. So the appeal is that by the mercies of God that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service, to glorify him and him alone. Yeah, I mentioned the last time that determination is being steadfast, immovable, standing firm and steady, always abounding, excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best and more than is needed, being continually aware that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. It's not futile. It's not wasted. It's for a purpose, to glorify him. Galatians 6 and 9 says, it tells us that not to grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. You see, my brothers and my sisters, we are still operating in the sowing and reaping manifestations. See, what we sow is what we reap. God promises that. So we have to know that our thoughts, again, our mindsets, again, our obedience, again, our glorifying him, when we sow, these are the things we will reap. Therefore, we're determined to listen and obey the Spirit of the Lord. Be still is what the word says, and know he is God. We're determined to count all things as joy in Christ Jesus, not some things, all things. We're determined to saturate ourselves and stand on God's word. We're all, I'm sure, have a few scriptures that have penetrated our hearts and they minister to us in a special way. It became personal. Mm-hmm. So we're going to meditate on that. And we're determined to saturate ourselves in that. We're determined that we will grow in the wisdom and knowledge of God. He told us that we shall know the truth, and the truth will not just set us free, it will make us free. There's a difference. We're determining to allow God's light to shine brightly in us in dark places. We're determined that in these last and evil days, we will not compromise our God-given faith, because our faith is not in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You know, Galatians 5 and 1 tells us to stand therefore in the liberty whereby Christ has made us free. And he said, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So we have to be determined to live kingdom living right here on earth. Living with determination simply means kingdom mindset, kingdom obedience, kingdom living to glorify El Shaddai, hallelujah, all by himself. This, my TMC family, will give us a peace, the real peace that surpasses all understanding. See, when we're determined that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior. We then, my TMC family, will be living with determination. I hope you got a thought from this message. I love you all with the love of the Lord. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We are living with determination. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for that phenomenal message this morning. I'm going to be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction, but at this moment, let us go to God in prayer. Father, we are determined. We are determined that your will be manifested here on earth as it is in heaven in this day, God. We allow you to renew our minds, our spirits, and our hearts, God, our thoughts, so that they line up according to your will. We thank you, Lord, for this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, God. Order our steps in your word, God. Order our steps your way, God. We seek you first in your kingdom and your plans that you have for our lives, God, and we allow you to direct our steps, Father. Father, have your way in us and through us. Show us, God, so that we can be who you have called us to be. For greater are you who is in each of us than he who is in the world. And we thank you for the messenger this morning. We thank you for Minister Brenda. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would fill her up with your virtue, with your love, with your peace, with your joy, with your abundance, God, with your exceedingly and abundant blessings, God, that they will overflow in her household, her ministries, her businesses. In the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you would bless each and every person on this line right now under the sound of my voice, God. And I pray right now that we would realize that we are healed, that we are whole, that we lack nothing, that we are kingdom children, God, of the Most High God, which is you. So we ask right now in the name of Jesus that as we go through this day, that we would know that you are a faithful God, that you are worthy, and that you are still on the throne and in control. And these things we decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the marvelous name of Jesus Christ, and we declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. So to hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085. Use the access code 957-677-pound. Also, if you will be headed over to the morning motivational call with the Phenomenal Flanagans, where today is Awareness Wednesday. The topic is colon cancer. That number is 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-pound. And that is immediately following this call today. Again, I would like to thank Psalmist Kaylin for moments of praise and worship this morning. Thank you to Minister Willa for seating us and greeting us and tagging our day. What a mighty God we serve Wednesday. Minister, Evangelist, Prophetess Brenda Henry Terrell, thank you so much for continuing your series and for your obedience to the kingdom. God bless you, and may he continue to keep you. To each of you who have dialed in, thank you, thank you, thank you. We look forward to hearing you on tomorrow, and bring a friend with you. It has been an honor for me to serve you on this morning. May God continue to bless you and keep you. Minister Brenda, can you give us our benediction for this day?
Praise the Lord. Worthy, worthy, worthy are you, O Lord, and we are determined to live for you. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, to all generations, forever and ever and ever. Amen. Have a glorious day. We love you all. Bye-bye.